DJW Mobile. Is that LK Mobile? Good afternoon, Dave. Or good morning, Dave. Has the new family member arrived yet? Because we haven't heard anything yet, and I think we're supposed to watch her older sister. So I'm going to say no.
Is it getting really close to the time? I mean, is it like any time now?
Due date was the 15th, so we're thinking any time.
He's pretty miserable, huh?
For the weekend, or came over on the weekend, and she was definitely miserable.
Congratulations, best of luck. I hope everything comes out just peachy. How you doing? Are you working today?
I'm over here on 153, headed towards Easley. I had a question about what radio you're using when you're in your garage.
I'm experimenting, so I don't have anything nailed down yet, but I got the 208H, the ICOM 208H, and that used to be in the truck that I'm in right now. I'm on a FTM 400 DR, I think it is now, but that one is mounted, it's sitting up on top of the toolbox, and transmitting as low as power as possible on 70 centimeters, and it goes up to a Kenwood that's cross-banding over to 2 meters. And it's 70 centimeter side, no, yeah, 70 centimeter side is transmitting through and receiving through a dummy load, because Echolink, if it transmits 4 or 5 watts, Echolink, it's too close to the Echolink antenna for them to be able to hear anything. It just covers them all up, even though it's 70 centimeters and they're 2 meters.
So not an antenna, a dummy load.
Yeah, the dummy load is one of those that'll handle 1.5 kilowatts, so it's nothing for it. It'll fit in your hand. It looks kind of like a hand grenade. It's a little bit long. It's a lot bigger than the little tiny ones. It'll only handle a few watts at a time. But it's got a whole bunch of fins on it, and I felt it after my son and I talked on Simplex for close to 2 hours last night. We were talking on it, and it wasn't even warm.
That's neat. Speaking of dummy loads, I've got one down in my shed that my father-in-law made back in the 80s. I'm sure you've heard of them. An oil can dummy load is like a paint can that I haven't even opened it. I remember him telling me what it was and really not understanding it at the time, but I still have it. I may take it apart one day and look at it.
I actually made one of those one time. You put, I think it was castor oil. I can't remember exactly what kind of oil put in it. But a whole bunch of 50-ohm resistors. And not in series, in parallel, a whole bunch of 50-ohm resistors and fill it up with oil. And, yeah, you can put a kilowatt in. If you get enough resistors and they're high enough wattage each, yeah, you can make it as big as you want to. And being in that oil just keeps them cool all the time.
I was just going to comment, and it's not a criticism, but you normally have a sound, you know, your voice sounds the same pretty much on every radio. I know you, when you're in your office, it's on the computer, but one of the radios, when you're portable, it definitely changes your tone, and it's more tinny almost, or more, I'm not sure exactly what, it's fine, it's what it is. I just was commenting in case you didn't know.
Now, my son told me the same thing last night when we were talking on Simplex. It's a VX7R Yaesu. It's probably one of my oldest handhelds that I have, and it's the one that I use the most. I have a bunch of handhelds, but I always go back to that one. And it was when it first came out, one of the qualities to it is that it was submersible. And to be submersible, the mic has a piece of cellophane over it so that water can't get into the mic, and that's what's making it make that sound. And a lot of people took that out because they weren't sticking it underwater. I never did take it out.
Oh, well, I figured you probably knew. I just was going to comment on it because every other radio I've heard you on, you sound the same.
That's good to know, and because it's ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu, any of those three most of the time. I do have a Flex 5000 that has a UHF, VHF module in it, and it will do that. It will transmit on 2 meters, and 70 centimeters, but I very seldom use it for that. Anyway, Shane, I've got a dump. I'm over here at the transfer station, and I got to dump off a whole bunch of stuff. They broke my deck, so I had to take it apart, and I got to dump a bunch of the wood out over here, and I'll be back in a minute. It won't take me long. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
Several minutes, but I'm not far either. Have a good day if I don't talk to you. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.